United States, New Mexico's governor. How to grab them. Susana Martinez shows how Republicans might one day woo Latinos.
Toribio Ortega, who supposedly fired the first shot in the Mexican Revolution a century ago, would have been surprised if told that a descendant of his would one day run an American state. So would Adolfo Martinez, another Mexican revolutionary who crossed the sparsely patrolled border into America in the 1920s, whether legally or not is unclear from census records. But today, Susana Martinez of New Mexico, great-granddaughter of the former and granddaughter of the latter, does just that. She is America's first Latina governor. Her Democratic predecessor, Bill Richardson, is of Mexican descent on his mother's side. And Brian Sandoval in Nevada is both Latino and Republican. But Ms. Martinez is the only governor who is simultaneously Hispanic, female, and Republican. As such, she seems well on the way to embodying the party's hoped-for future as a conservative movement that can appeal to, rather than repel, Latinos, America's fastest-growing main ethnic group. That is why many Republican strategists are now studying her. New Mexico, which has the highest share, almost half of Latinos, of any state in the country, is, along with Colorado and Nevada, an important swing state for 2012. John McCain, the Republican candidate last time and a senator from Arizona, thinks that Latinos are up for grabs in these states and even in his own, if Republicans will just change their nativist tone. This is old news to Ms. Martinez. Sitting in Santa Fe's remarkably informal roundhouse, as the state capital is nicknamed in homage to old Navajo Hogans, she describes her conversion to Republicanism as a Damascene moment. Like most Latinos, she and her husband, Chuck Franco, started out as Democrats because our parents were. Then, one day in the 1990s, she and Mr. Franco had lunch with two local Republicans. They just asked questions, never asked us to switch party, recalls Ms. Martinez. And yet, as they sat in the car after the lunch, Ms. Martinez turned to her husband and said, "Chuck, we're Republicans. What do we do now?" She is only now beginning to work out her answer. Last year, when she ran for governor, she focused less on philosophy and more on fatigue with Mr. Richardson, a Democrat, who was termed out of office but had a reputation for sleaze. A probe by a grand jury, the latest of several, is investigating alleged campaign finance problems dating to his run for president in 2008. So Ms. Martinez, so far, has simply tried to represent clean government. Her most photogenic act was to sell the state jet, a Cessna Citation Bravo, which Mr. Richardson, she implied, had used as a personal air taxi. She even fired his cooks.